PC.
Many heating and cooling companies talk about big paydays, but here is what they don't say. With flat rate pay, if you're in training, you're not paid. Doing paperwork, not paid. Cleaning the shop, not paid. Warranty callbacks often aren't paid either. And during slow season, good luck. Some technicians end up making less than minimum wage when the hours aren't there. At Lee Heating and Cooling, we refuse to operate that way. If you're a journeyman who believes in doing the job right, not just fast, Lee Heating and Cooling is hiring. Built on integrity, paid by the hour.
Quit spending more than you have to for irrigation systems. This is Brad Walden with C&K Equipment, and we're now selling and installing T&L irrigation systems. There's no better system, period. T&L irrigation systems are forged in America. They have the best water patterns, a winning edge controller, their hydraulics-based systems, and tidal hydration lug means less downtime. Plus, if you're having problems, we're there to service, even on weekends. We know time is money. Call us, C&K Equipment Sales, 674-6405.
This is Brad at Primerate Motors. If you're looking for a good, honest, pre-owned vehicle, stop by and see what we've got on the lot. Pickups, SUVs, and cars that are ready for Wyoming roads and Wyoming weather. No run around, just solid vehicles at fair prices. Whether it's for work, ranch, or just getting around town, we'll help you find the right ride. Primerate Motors at 2305 Coffin Avenue in Sheridan, or visit us online at primeratemotors.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Monday, April 27th, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's White Emerald City. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we are joined by Museum at the Bighorns Director Carrie Ettinger and Operations Manager Chip King. Good snowy morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Oh, it's springtime. Come on.
Chip, I was wondering where the flowers were since May's right around the corner. And Carrie said, well, we were on the way down here, they're buried right now.
Yeah, they're under snow.
Yeah, they're under the snow.
I'll tell you what, but I am going to be the old man in the room, and I'm going to say, we need the moisture.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
That's good. It's good to see. Everyone's kind of been banking on these springtime snowstorms to make sure that we get through the summer all right. And speaking of timing, you recently opened the Voices and Votes exhibit. Now, for those who may not know, what can visitors expect when they walk through that door?
Well, we have the Smithsonian exhibit, and it has six themes within the Voices and Votes. Also, you can expect activities. If you're a family or you like to do scavenger hunts, we have a small scavenger hunt that accompanies the exhibit to kind of help guide you through the six spaces. Also, don't forget to vote for your favorite American food, and you can also design your own I voted sticker button. And we have samples on the table in the lobby that you can also look at. So we have lots of things to do hands-on with the exhibit. Also, the exhibit has a lot of interactive features in itself with videos. You can listen to the different national anthems. There's flip books as well. So yes, we have plenty for you to see and do at the museum.
That's incredible. Now, how do you guys come up with like the activities for the kids? Because even though I love museums now, when I was 10, oh my goodness, we're going to go look at more old stuff, you know? And so these activities really keep kids engaged. And even though, hey, I'm having fun, they're learning.
Yes.
Do you guys sit around and brainstorm these things?
Well, there were meetings before the Smithsonian exhibit came to Wyoming, and it was kind of the overview of the exhibit, what to expect to put it up. But part of the agreement with having the exhibit in our space is to come up with programming, and activities is part of that. That is also kind of my background, education, and also the love of community programming is we're not passive learners, especially if you're five. So you're not going to stand around and listen to me. So it's kind of the age-old idea of hands-on learning, get involved, be part of the space. Yeah. And that's actually how I learn, hands-on learning. I also have an art background, and I love to mix in a little bit of that art with the exhibit space and the activities. Because art is also hands-on learning.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, what main message is behind the Voices and Votes Democracy in America exhibit?
It is showing the beginning of America, its history. It is our 250th history of the beginnings of America with our Declaration of Independence. It is also shows many variations through the decades of how many different groups got together. And it's either the right to vote or even the colonists. We don't want to be a part of England anymore. So it shows that variation through the decades. But also democracy comes with some interesting campaigning, politicians. We have a timeline that shows the changes of our political parties through the years, which is interesting. And we're still changing.
Yeah.
So I think, and also the main takeaway of looking at all that history and how the system of democracy works is that it's fluid. It continues every year, every day. And that's kind of what makes America
unique.
It's a living
thing,
yes,
right?
It is.
Like
it's
growing in one direction, and then all of a sudden it'll switch around and grow in another direction. And looking back through history, when I was in college, looking back through some of those newspaper articles and how terrible they used to be to each other.
Oh. Yes.
Some of those. Like, in today's day and age, it's pretty contentious out there. But boy, howdy. Back then, before there were, I guess you could say, ethical principles on how you could talk about other candidates, man, they really went after each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when we look at the exhibit and its connection to the 250-year history of American democracy, Carrie, I had a question that I didn't bother putting down here, but I started wondering, is there a time in American history concerning this exhibit that surprises you, or when you were looking at it, you were like, oh my goodness, I didn't know?
Well, I think it's the timing of how long things take, or they're continuous, up for grabs, the right to vote, how do we vote, but also the length of time, even though when the Declaration of Independence was written in 1776 and it was passed by the colonies, England didn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
They were up in Canada. There was still these tensions, and we're talking about years that went by.
Yeah.
And it highlights those aspects of time. But then also we had divisions with the Civil War. So it kind of, that old phrase, history can repeat itself, and it can in different ways. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Jim?
To walk through that exhibit, even myself walking through it every single day, I mean, there's just things that catch your eye that, oh, I didn't see this. You know, I mean, we were all over that exhibit setting it up. And just to see, you know, this little vignette, this collection of photos that they have, collection of, protest signs. I mean, there is so much to take in. I had a lady come in the other day, and she's like, well, how long, you know, should I expect to be through here? And I said, well, I've seen some people, 20, 30 minutes. I mean, you can blow through it time at all. But boy, if you're actually reading things and looking at things and, you know, the interactives, watching the videos, I mean, you can be two and a half hours in there.
Yeah.
You really can be.
Really soaking Yeah. Yes. As much history as you can.
Yeah.
And see, I'd be one of those two and a half hour guys because I like to look at every little display and like the, I don't know what you call them, the captions underneath and read them and try to figure out, you know, where in history was my family? Where in history were the Whitings at
I mean, you know, some of the interactives are flip books and flip charts and, you know, one of the panels in particular is becoming a citizen. And so there are six sample questions.
Six or eight.
Yeah.
They're also flip. They're from the flashcards.
Yeah. From the, you know, from the naturalization, you know, tests and quizzes and stuff like that. And rest assured, I did not get them all right.
Wow. Wow.
I don't think anybody that I have seen interact with that has gotten all of them right.
Ooh, that sounds like a contest.
I know, right? Yeah, yeah. But no, it's, I mean, it was, it's very humbling being the host museum, the very first museum in the state to get it. And, you know, just meeting the others from the other five museums and, I mean, just that one day of what we all took away from it, you know, I mean, it is very cool. You know, I came up, my education is theater. And so, you know, I have loaded in and loaded out. I can't count how many shows and 16 road boxes is what this thing came in. And wow. I mean, they are beasts, but you know, it's, I mean, it is a really cool, it's a fantastic exhibit. It really is.
Carrie, how important was it to you to host this exhibit based on such strong American history?
Well, it the timing when it came along with the state museum with the email of offering, can you fit this in your space? And Kevin Rambler, the director of the state museum, also knew that we were in a huge transition and possibly had space for this. It helps in a couple different ways. It helps the museum stay open and have an exhibit as we're transitioning into our permanent space. But the timing's right for the 250th anniversary, which the State Museum helped with scheduling that. But it's awesome to bring it to Sheridan to help Sheridan County celebrate the 250th in a different way with this exhibit from the Smithsonian.
I think it's I think it's amazing and timely. Now, when we look at the exhibit itself, folks coming through, sometimes they're in there 20, 30 minutes. Other times it's two and a half hours. Have you had a lot of people through the door?
Yeah, we have. You know, it's, you know, the Carrie and I have answered this question in several different ways, but the answer is always people are still discovering that we are downtown.
Yes, and that's kind of this whole year's campaign is highlighting downtown space down to remind people. Yes, we're still working on that.
But yeah, we're getting good traffic, and our numbers are up, and I mean they're only going to continue to go up, and so you know we're really looking forward to having that foot traffic, to seeing people come through the doors again, welcoming people, talking to them, and you know seeing the museum back to life in a new home.
Yeah, back to life. Having the giggles in the background from the kids who weren't paying all that much attention. That's still life. Yeah. And it's got to put a smile on your face, you know, to see the people come through after all the work that you guys have done to really see people being engaged.
Yeah.
And I think that's the key word right there. I'm not just walking through the museum. I'm engaging with my own history.
Right.
Right.
And so
the exhibit's been up for a week now, and last Saturday we had the members preview and family day that Saturday from 10 to noon, and we had 40 some people attend that morning.
Oh wow.
Yes. So the word is getting out. Yeah. Yes.
Now, speaking of something that has changed, the museum has started charging admission. Can you walk us through the new pricing structure?
Sure. Yeah. So something that Carrie and I sat down and tried to discuss, and it's $10 for adults, and it's $5 seniors, veterans, and students. Under five are free. And depending on your membership level with another museum, we do participate in a reciprocal membership program. Both of them, one's called Rome and one's called NARM. Mm-hmm. And so your membership at that museum can carry over to us.
Oh, cool.
And vice versa. Our membership at our museum will carry over to, you know, the Rock Pile in Gillette or in Cody or in, you know, Washington or Illinois or whatever.
There's a list.
Yeah, there's an entire list. There's hundreds of historical sites, museums. I don't recall if zoos are on there, but I mean, there's tons and tons of things, but it's $100 level. So if you are a traveler and you're wanting to get a membership with Museum at the Bighorns and you like to travel, it's that $100 level that then gets you the reciprocal membership and those benefits with other museums and historic parks across the country.
That's pretty amazing, especially for someone like me. When I hit a town,
yeah,
that's one of the first things I'm looking for.
Right.
Because then you really get to know the town, in my opinion.
Right.
People love to show off their local history, and if you find somebody who loves it, then, boy, you got a gem.
Yeah.
And they can really give you the history that sometimes isn't even out there on display. Now, I got to take a quick commercial break, but before I go, you have extended your hours.
Yes.
What are those, Chip?
We've added Mondays back, so we are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we're looking at, we will be adding Sundays here in, well, another month. But yes, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m., 5 p.m.
All right, on that, we're going to have more with the Museum at the Bighorns when we return. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
First home, feeling overwhelmed?
I'm Maren Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That could mean hundreds saved every month.
If you meet income guidelines, you may qualify to buy your primary residence.
Let's make it simple.
Call us or visit efirstfederal.bank today for all the details.
First Federal Bank and Trust. We're with you every step home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What if your night out felt like stepping inside a work of art?
Join us for Soiree, the Sage Gala, on May 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. at the YO Theater. Expect the unexpected.
Live art unfolding before your eyes, music that moves you, curated cocktails, and a crowd that's ready to celebrate creativity.
This isn't just an event, it's an experience.
Tickets are available now through the YO Theater.
Soiree, the most indulgent and elegant night in Sheridan.
Members of Range Telephone Cooperative are invited to attend the 73rd annual meeting Saturday, May 2nd at 11 a.m. at Sundance High School Auditorium in Sundance. In-person attendees will be eligible for a variety of door prizes, including a $1,000 grand prize. Now remember, return your registration and ballots today. They look forward to seeing the members during the 73rd annual meeting of the members of Range Telephone Cooperative Incorporated on Saturday, May 2nd at 11 a.m. in Sundance.
You ever feel like your vehicle struck out and left you stranded at the plate? Maybe it's because you went with the wrong part. With quality parts from your hometown locally owned NAPA, you will never have a swing and a miss. Our team works hard making sure you get the right part the first time. When NAPA brings you a big league performance, we bring you reliability, quality, and expertise to keep you in the game. Come see us on Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan. Your car depends on you to step up to the plate.
Before there was a Frackleton's restaurant, this building was home to Dr. Frackleton, the sagebrush dentist who patched up cowboys, Native American chiefs, and anybody tough enough to sit still. No frills, no shortcuts, just steady hands and work done right. That same Frackleton spirit lives on today. Good food prepared with care. well-poured drinks, friendly service, and world-class cuisine. Brackleton's, Main Street, downtown Sheridan.
Do you have an electrical background? Looking for a nice daytime job with competitive wages and excellent benefits? Decker Cole is currently looking for a surface mine electrician. An MSHA certification for low, medium, and high voltage is required, along with 1 year of experience performing mine electrical work. Applications available now at the Sheridan Workforce Center. Pick yours up today. Decker Cole Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This snowy morning, we're speaking with Museum at the Bighorns director Carrie Ettinger and operations manager Chip King. Big celebration, big exhibit happening down at the Museum at the Bighorns. And on May 16th, there's going to be a presentation on Wyoming's suffrage.
Yes.
Now, that's pretty amazing. Something that I think we should talk about more. Everyone looks over their shoulder at voting and things like that. Oh, that's all in the past. But as Carrie was saying, things like this are constantly evolving. So
right.
Tell me about the May 16th presentation.
Well, it stems from the 51 Years of Freedom, Wyoming Suffrage Story. And Kylie McCormick, she's based in Casper. She is the editor of the wyohistory.org online history publication. I don't want to call it like a magazine or things, but it's an online publication. And she has done a lot of research with the women's suffrage movement in Wyoming, which we know happened 50 years before women gained the vote nationally in the 20s. So it is highlighting a part of our state history with voting. And it's one of those programs that I mentioned to bring along with the exhibit to show a different aspect of the women's vote and also highlight our state history with democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, why, excuse me, why is Wyoming's role in women's voting rights such an important part of the suffrage conversation?
Well, it has to do with population and also bringing more people to Wyoming, so they gave women the right to vote. But with Wyoming being known as a territory and then going through the process of statehood, nationally, the U.S. government wanted them to wipe away the women's
wow.
right to vote.
Really?
And the Wyoming legislation said, no, we will bring our women with us. But we're also known to have the first women justice of the peace. And I know I don't know all these dates off the top of my head. I need my cue cards.
It's still but incredible. Just
jurors, bailiffs, all that stuff, you know, advanced forward with the right to vote. And they got involved with government, local state government. So I don't know the time period of the discussion between the U.S. government and the Wyoming state legislative, but women still had the right to vote after we became a state.
Wow. I did not know.
I would have brought my notes.
Yeah.
I have notes.
I think it's just great anecdotally talking about that.
Yes.
That, when we applied for statehood, the Fed said, not with that little thing you got going on there with allowing
yes.
the women to vote and participate.
So this is part of the negotiations with statehood. And that is also why Wyoming is called the equality state.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Now, Kylie McCormick.
Yes.
Now, this will be happening May 16th. What time, and will this be right there in the museum?
It will be at the museum, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. May 16th is a Saturday. She will give a presentation and then, of course, take questions at the end. And, I'll be right there in the exhibit space.
That's fantastic.
If you come to the presentation, you get a chance to see the Smithsonian exhibit. And also our transition of landscape photo exhibit will be up through June 28th. So we have two exhibits to offer.
That is amazing. The Machinery of Democracy program. What is this?
Well, this is Tuesday, May 19th. This is an evening program, 6:30 to 8 p.m. We are partnering with Sheridan County High School's We the People, the Citizen and Constitution program. And the high school students will be getting their questions ready for local politicians. I have three local mayors and a county commissioner. So we are kind of jumping off of, this is one of the themes for the Smithsonian exhibit, Machinery of Democracy. So this has to do with campaigning, the party system, and then also the vote. So the high school students are preparing their questions around this theme of the exhibit to ask our local politicians. So it's more about the structure of local government, campaigning in your county, all the different structures that make our local government, and then the vote.
That is going to be a fantastic show. Those kids.
Oh yeah.
They're very good.
Smart. My goodness.
Yes.
And they are involved and they know the questions to ask. I had the pleasure of sitting next to one at a dinner, and it wasn't a debate, but it was just me asking them questions. Hey, what's your topic? And they said the death penalty. And oh my goodness. After that, the information that this kid had was absolutely amazing. I don't know even know where they got it, but they had facts that I never knew. And so, boy, I'm here to tell you, those politicians better brush up pretty dang good.
Yeah, I think those kids a couple of them have expressed a little, what have I gotten myself into?
Yeah, those kids are quick.
The We the People program will be touring the exhibit the beginning of May here, and that's part of them getting ready for this program. But we are very excited to have them and have this program as part of this exhibit, with adding, you know, local government identity, campaigning, and voting into it.
And again, this is one of those situations where you've taken, it's more than just a museum. It's so much more than just a museum where we put old things to go look at. This is community programming. This is community engagement. You know, I imagine this presentation or elected officials and the We the People kids, they'll be there at the museum, right?
Yes, it will also be at the museum. Chip will help me set up for like panel, like we'll have the politician panel and where to have the kids ask questions. This also kind of gives us a feel of the space because this will be our third program at the museum. And we're still learning the space of how to set things up, where people should sit,
right,
and
yeah,
all that. So it's also a learning adventure in the space.
Well, I think it's fantastic because I'll bet you have a packed house that night.
Well, thank you. We hope so.
I think it'll be
a good problem to have.
Yes, it will.
Yes.
I've run out of time with you. I greatly appreciate having you guys come in, make the drive, even from down the hill there. So. So once again, thanks for coming in. It's always a pleasure seeing you. You guys have done a lot of work and we're starting to see big payoffs.
Well, thank you.
Thank you
for having us and all the support.
All right. When we return, we're going to speak with the Compass Center for Families. Stay with us. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Ready to level up your career?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, our people are our greatest strength, and we're hiring full and part-time tellers to join our team.
Enjoy great pay, outstanding benefits, and a culture that empowers and supports you every step of the way.
Because at First Federal, we invest in you with the tools, training, and opportunities to grow both personally and professionally.
Take the next step at eFirstFederal.bank and discover a career that truly invests in you.
First Federal Bank and Trust is an equal opportunity employer.
Boating season started early this year. How's the safety gear looking on your watercraft? Do the life jackets fit everyone on board? How's the fire extinguisher looking? Does the engine on the boat or jet ski need a tune-up? Take time now to look these things over. The middle of a lake or reservoir is a bad place to be if these items aren't available or aren't in good working order. A safe summer boating season begins by being prepared. Sponsored by the Wyoming Game and Fish, the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
I'm Kurt Lehrer, and I'm excited to tell you that I've joined the Midas team here in Sheridan. When's the last time your vehicle had a checkup? Midas does it all. Brakes, alignments, oil changes, suspension, AC service, tires, batteries, check engine diagnostics, and full routine maintenance. Basically, if it's part of your vehicle, we can fix it and save you some money doing it. Save $80 on tires right now, and you can get free wiper blades with any premium oil change. Make Midas your one-stop shop. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
The Communist Chinese Party has a Wyoming politician in their pockets, and his name is China Chuck Gray. As Wyoming Secretary of State, China Chuck gave business licenses to 56 Chinese companies. For years, China's been stealing American jobs. China Chuck has given the Red Communists a foothold in Wyoming. It's documented. China Chuck Gray rolled out the red carpet for 56 Chinese-owned businesses. When you crack open the fortune cookie, it reads Chuck Gray is China's best friend. Wyoming conservatives just can't trust China Chuck Gray. We need an America First Trump conservative. Reed Raisner is a job-creating businessman and a rock-solid conservative Republican. In Congress, Reed Raisner will fight alongside President Trump to stop China from stealing American jobs. Reed Raisner will stand up for American workers.
I'm Reed Raisner, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Reed Raisner for Wyoming.
When it comes to imaging, not all technology is the same. At Shared Memorial Hospital, we use some of the most advanced imaging technology in the state, delivering sharper images and faster answers. From a state-of-the-art 3T MRI to advanced CT and X-ray, our technology helps your provider see more and act sooner. Walk in or schedule at Same Day Health and Imaging on Sugarland Drive, open 7 days a week, or visit the outpatient center next to the hospital. For more information, call 672-1000 or visit SheridanHospital.org.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. For a second part this morning, I'm joined by Compass Center for Families Executive Director, Tiffany Reeser, and Marketing Coordinator, Audria McKenzie.
Close. Andrea.
Andrea. I apologize. Andrea. Okay. Well, welcome to the show. I want to thank you for coming out in such wonderful spring weather.
Right? Thanks
now,
for having me.
For those who may not know, what is the Compass Center for Families and what is the mission?
Yeah, Compass Center for Families is a nonprofit agency serving children and families in Sheridan and Johnson counties. Our mission is partnering to build strong communities by strengthening families. And we do that a lot of different ways. We have four programs. We have the parent education program. We have supervised visitation and exchanges. We also have our parent liaison program in each of the elementary schools and at the junior high. And our court-appointed special advocates program, our CASA program, which is what most people know us as. It was our flagship first program at Compass.
First time I reported on Compass Center for Families, that's what I was reporting on.
Yep.
There was a fantastic individual over in Buffalo who retired, and he decided that's what he wanted to do with his retirement time. He was a great man, really, really great man. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. Now, what does it mean for your organization and the work that you do every day when April arrives?
I think it's an opportunity to message in our community the work that we do every day. The goal of Compass Center for Families is to provide resources and supports to prevent families from having to go through the process of DFS or foster care or any of that in the first place. So a lot of times that happens behind the scenes and people don't always see that. So April is an opportunity for us and for Andrea especially to share with the community the things that we're working on to make strong families.
Andrea, how'd you get involved with Compass Center for Families?
Because of Tiffany, actually. I was a psych student in college and working at a daycare, and I've always loved working with kids. And I started in the childcare for Love and Logic, and visitation opened, and I started there and worked in visitation for 6 years. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and parent enrichment as well, and been in marketing for almost 3 years now for Compass.
That's incredible. But you've, you've been behind the scenes. You've done the work.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
So when you go out and you talk about it, I mean, you're talking from a level of experience.
Yes.
And I think that's pretty incredible because you've seen the good and the bad of, yeah. of both of all the programs. Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk about prevention, what does child abuse prevention look like here in Sheridan?
I think a big part of that is education and support for the families in our community. Our parent enrichment program is one of those big ones we really lean on for prevention, is we focus on giving tools to these families so they know how to have nurturing homes for their kids. So hopefully they don't end up, you know, in one of those situations where DFS has to be involved.
Yeah, a lot of people may not realize this, but not everybody grew up in that situation. Mm-hmm. And so when they start families of their own, they have struggles mm-hmm. trying to create it. I mean, I don't know if there's too many people who start a family who don't want that. Mm-hmm. They just don't know how to get there, right, Tiffany?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Parenting can be so isolating. It's so hard. And so for families that don't have support, don't have that village that they need, you know, stress can pile up and it can be hard. And they didn't start out saying, I don't want to do what's best for my children, but mm-hmm. they just don't have, you know, skills or support to make better choices.
Now, what are some of the biggest challenges families in our area are facing daily?
I think housing and transportation are the biggest issues we continue to see. That combined with just the everyday stress of parenting and raising kids, the pressure to do it all, to be it all, especially with social media. You know, we see all of the time what parenting, quote unquote, is supposed to look like.
That's a great mm-hmm. point, Tiffany.
And
that's
that great. Pressure yeah. is really hard.
Because we've got all these, you know, excuse me, but like the mothers of the year, mm-hmm. they're putting their best face forward. They're putting these things
yep.
forward on their Instagrams and their Facebooks. And you think, mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. Boy, mm-hmm. I need to pick it up.
Right.
But we have to realize that isn't reality.
No, mm-hmm. it's not.
That is somebody's perception of reality that they want you to see. Mm-hmm. How do issues like housing, transportation, and mental health stress impact families and children around here?
I think mostly it comes, you know, that financial pressure as everything keeps going up and wages aren't always keeping up. I think at a very basic level, that stress that parents and families are operating under can just be so overwhelming. I mean, the data tells us that right now there 1 in 10 households in Wyoming are living below the federal poverty level. And even more impactful, 1 in 5 households in Wyoming are living below the self-sufficiency level. And what that means is I have enough income to support my basic needs. I'm not going on vacation. I don't have the newest car, but I'm supporting my basic needs. And to do that in Sheridan County as a single parent with 1 preschool age child, you would need to make more than $27 an hour.
Wow.
And, you know, those jobs aren't out there all of the time for families. And so that's incredibly stressful.
And on top of it, getting proper care for their children to be able to go work as well.
Mm-hmm. Andre, I'm so glad you brought that up because both myself and my wife at the time were in the military. Mm. Okay. Serving every day. And we had trouble with childcare. Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
Yeah, wait lists are long. It's expensive. Yeah.
We kind of realized that one of us was working to pay for childcare.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
It's incredible the amount that is expected of single parents. Mm-hmm. You know, well, it's easy. Just go get a job. Okay, well, now what do I do with my little one?
Yeah.
Especially if they're not school age. The struggle and far too many people. Mm-hmm. Face this every day. And as you said, Tiffany, it can be a lonely experience. Mm-hmm. Now, when we look at early support mm-hmm. and how important that is, how can Compass Center for Families kind of intervene or help out and assist these families who are struggling with mm-hmm. these things?
Andrea talked about our parenting classes. That's a big piece of it. We offer those for free in both Sheridan and Johnson County. Often those classes have a meal provided and childcare provided and just a space to come together with other parents and learn about what are some things that work for you? Or even just to say, I really feel like I failed this week, and to have a community to be behind you. Also with our parent liaison program, they are in each of the schools. They're in those buildings every day, and they're supporting schools and families having a relationship so that kids can succeed. And so that could mean helping a family register for an after-school program because they are working and they need after-school care, mm-hmm. and they didn't know how or that it existed. It can mean helping with transportation or housing. We do have a federal grant, Community Services Block Grant, that allows us to provide some assistance to families through that program. It never goes far enough. There aren't enough dollars, but it is a resource and support to families.
Andrea, in your work, you've seen these things have an impact on these families, right?
Yes.
I mean, mm-hmm. firsthand, sitting there with this group, this support group, that's got to be, I don't know if I would say a weight off the shoulders, but having somebody to look at and say, I failed this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to help them out.
It is. And that's, I think, one of my favorite things that comes out of our classes is that they build relationships with each other. And in that room, when they are sharing and, you know, really sharing the deep stuff with each other, it's, oh, hey, I'm not alone in this. Mm-hmm. Like, someone else is feeling what I'm feeling. And to be, you know, they exchange phone numbers, and we know once they're done with our classes, they have each other to lean on with, or lean on each other as well.
And it's so important for a support structure. I think, you know, there's a lot of folks out there listening who've always had one. And I would say, you know, hey, bless them. That's, mm-hmm. that's, you're so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't have one, and then suddenly you find someone who looks at you and says, oh man, I've been there. Mm-hmm. They put their arm around you and go, you don't have to worry about that anymore. I know that hurdle. I've jumped it. Let mm-hmm. me show you the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's got to be empowering, which in many cases, I think a lot of single parents need that. They
Absolutely.
Need to feel empowered, because most of the time they might feel like, I failed again and mm-hmm. I failed again.
Mm-hmm.
Little victories. School's playing this major role.
Mm-hmm.
In having that, excuse me, having that liaison with them, that's got to be really, I mean, is that program really used? Do those folks come back and report to you, my goodness, I had my office was full this week.
Mm-hmm. It's huge. I mean, the parent liaison program over the last year, just in Sheridan, served over 741 families.
Wow.
Those are families who are connecting with their community. Those are families that are working on getting supports and strategies and tools so that things don't turn into something bigger. Those are teachers and front office staff and administrators coming to the parent liaisons and saying, I really think this family should connect with you. It's trust. It's relationship building. Sometimes it's, I'm going to go have a cup of coffee with this parent. And that opens the doors to, hey, how, where are you at? Where do you want to be? How do we get there together?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you touched on that after school program.
Mm-hmm.
I've known children who would have, I think, really benefited mm-hmm. from being on a team. And I'm not going to be one of those guys who runs around and says it's absolutely necessary, because there are those little ones who don't want to be on a team.
Right.
And that's fine, too. Mm-hmm. That's fine, too. I was also one of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
But the value of playing sports, making friends, being together, a parent can feel almost heartbroken that they can't get their little one into such a program.
Mm-hmm.
And the parent liaison, they'll be able to kind of help with that, maybe give some resources or point me in the direction of resources.
Absolutely. Just help them, you know, a parent who's new to the school district and I don't even know where to start, and they can walk them through that process. Also, they can provide support, you know, summer camps. The YMCA here in Sheridan is huge. They're such a protective factor in our community. They provide so much for our children. And it's so good for children to go to camps, to participate in activities in the summer. But the cost can be too much for some families. And through a partnership with our parent liaison program, the YMCA has generously offered vouchers that the parent liaison can then give to parents for a free summer camp experience or summer program experience, which is huge for
yes.
the families we work with.
I think that's amazing.
It's incredible.
Number one, I don't have to do too much child care for that week because I know where my little one is. Yep. They're out there Absolutely. Chasing bugs and making mud pies and having fun.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. And I didn't know that Compass and the Y and your parent liaison had that partnership.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And partnership's so important because we can't be all things to all families. We just can't. But what we can do is partner to fill those gaps that we know that families need. And that's why it's central to our mission and everything we do.
Now, if someone wanted to take part in this, summer's coming up. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone out there has been worrying, how am I going to manage this childcare thing? Mm-hmm. All they need to do is talk to their parent liaison.
Yep.
Which schools?
So they're in all of the elementary schools in District 2. So K through 5 in District 2 and then at the junior high currently. And they can go, they can talk to their school staff and find out who's my parent liaison and get their contact information.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Folks, if you need it, use it. That's why it's there. Take some stress off of yourself by doing this. Now, speaking about families, you mentioned that strong families don't mean perfect families. And I think once again, we look on social media, maybe we watch television and we're like, boy, I'm missing the mark. But the fact of the matter is there isn't such thing as a perfect family.
No, no,
there isn't.
No, we really deeply believe at Compass and everything we do is guided by the belief that every family has strengths and every family needs support at some time or another. And normalizing needing and asking for help is how we all get to a stronger community at the end of the day. So, no, there are no perfect families.
If you come across one, you might
want to
start asking questions. Yeah. This is a little eerie. Everything's too perfect. It doesn't feel natural. My brother and I lean on each other a lot when it comes to fatherhood stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We call each other frequently and say, well, this is what's going on. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been a huge support because I find him to be a fantastic father. And I hope that I have returned that favor once or twice. You know, have a couple of laughs, but then at the same time go, hey, I know that frustration, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I know that frustration. Now, CASA volunteers and how they support children in the court system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running out of time, but I did want to make sure that we touch on this because vital role.
Absolutely. Yeah,
vital
essential.
Role. Mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
CASAs are volunteers. They're anybody. You don't have to have a certain background. You don't have to have a certain education. You just have to care. And they're a part of the team that comes to the table for children who are involved in the court system because of abuse or neglect. And their only job is to speak on behalf of the child, what's in their best interest, what they need. And so they are a volunteer, they're not paid, and they go to court, they go to team meetings, and they advocate for what a child needs so that they can have the best outcome possible.
Some of the biggest hearts in the community.
Oh, right my there. Goodness. Yes. Absolutely. We're so incredibly fortunate to have the CASA volunteers we have. We always need more. Right now, there are 16 cases in Sheridan County who don't have a CASA volunteer. So we're always looking for opportunities. Again, you don't have to be anyone special. You just have to care.
How does someone become a CASA volunteer?
They reach out. Our CASA coordinator is Shannon Sickler. And she does Sheridan and Johnson County, and reach out, have a conversation with her, see if it's a good fit, and then they start training for it. It's a self-guided training in the beginning, and we'll meet to go over, you know, what they go over each week. And then from there, they get sworn in by a judge and shadow Shannon on a case.
Mm. And these are serious, serious cases, and the volunteers' only concern.
Yes.
Is the best interest of that child.
Absolutely.
Not the parent, not the courts.
Yes. And a CASA volunteer has one case, sometimes two, usually only one, in comparison to the other members of the team, a GAL or a caseworker who might have 20, 25 kiddos. So it's a hugely important role.
How have you seen, Andrea, how have you seen this affect somebody who's stood up and decided, you know what, I want to use my retirement time. I want to do something good for the community. And there is literally nothing better than helping a child.
I think, you know, the feedback we get from our CASAs is how fulfilling it really is to help these children and be their voice, and how impactful it is. We've had youth actually share with us too how much of a change that CASA has truly made in their lives. And, you know, their lives are in disarray and chaos, and they have this stable adult who's here just for them every time.
And that's got to feel like a sunrise. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be incredible. Tiffany, how do I learn more about everything that we've talked about today?
Please visit compass4families.org. You can find out all about our programming, our parenting classes, everything's there. You can also give us a call, 675-2272, and we'd be happy to chat or have you come up for a tour of our agency. We're incredibly proud of our building. It was gifted to us by Kim and Mary Kay Love, and it really is state of the art. It's amazing. We pinch ourselves every day that it gets to be our home and that we get to do the work we do there.
There is no better cause than helping a child. Ladies, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to come in here and speak with me. I hope to see you again very, very near in the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
This is Maren Borsheim with First Federal Bank and Trust.
And I'm Nicole Pierce. Buying a home just got more affordable.
With the Mortgage Rate Relief Program, qualified buyers may receive an interest rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
That could mean lower monthly payments on your primary residence.
If your household income qualifies, we'll walk you through everything.
Call us for all the details at First Federal Bank and Trust or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust, helping you get home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Quit spending more than you have to for irrigation systems. This is Brad Walden with C&K Equipment, and we're now selling and installing T&L irrigation systems. There's no better system, period. T&L irrigation systems are forged in America. They have the best water patterns, a winning edge controller, their hydraulics-based systems, and tidal hydration lug means less downtime. Plus, if you're having problems, we're there to service, even on weekends. We know time is money. Call us, C&K Equipment Sales, 674-6405.
If you're unhappy with your current employment situation or thinking you want to spring forward into a better job than the one you have now, plan to attend the Career Network Fair, Wednesday, April 29th from 11 to 4 at the Sheridan College Golden Dome. Employers will be on hand to answer any questions you may have. The Career Network Fair is sponsored by Sheridan College, the Sheridan VA, and Wyoming Workforce Services. Find your new career at the Career Network Fair, 11 to 4, April 29th at the Sheridan College Golden Dome.
Hi, David Cox here from Sheridan Honda and Power Sports. Springtime is here, and so are these bloomin' deals on new Hondas. Come check out our great offers. Choose from special financing rates, special lease rates, and cash back offers that will help you spring for your new ride. But hurry in, these deals won't last long. And for those extra cars you don't need, we are still buying quality used vehicles. Stop by Sheridan Honda for your free appraisal and cash offer today.
Sheridan County is home to some of the most beautiful scenery in Wyoming. Rolling hills, the majestic bighorns, clean running streams, and fields painted with vibrant colors of spring. Hi, I'm Matt with U.S. Bank. Trees for Trash is back, and it's time to step up and pitch in to help protect our natural beauty by participating in the annual Trees for Trash program Saturday, May 2nd. Just bring your spring cleanup trash to the city landfill on East Ridge Road between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Drop it off and receive a free Mountain Ash seedling, along with a big smile on the way out. It's good for Sheridan County, and it's free. A big thank you goes out to our fantastic Trees for Trash sponsors, U.S. Bank, Waring Chevrolet, Landon's Greenhouse and Nursery, Sheridan County, and of course, the City of Sheridan. Mark your calendar now, Saturday, May 2nd, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., for the 2026 Sheridan Media Trees for Trash.